is a Groundhog Tuesday. Will he see the shadow or not? It's a Groundhog Tuesday.
Jay is on vacation this week. It takes a village. It takes a village to replace J. Anthony Brown, and we have a village today.
Man, what?
Yes. Wendy Raquel Robinson.
Hey, villagers.
Yes.
Damon Williams.
Seriously, ignorant.
And in 2 hours, some more.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Not an extra, but actually some more.
Yeah, right.
Give me some
Thank
more.
You.
And an in-studio jam. From SWV.
Sisters with voices.
All that to replace J. Anthony Brown for a week of vacation.
Man, oh man.
Wow.
Welcome back to the show, Wendy. How you doing?
Thank you, baby. I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
And she's in our Los Angeles studios. And you know what time it is in L.A.
Riding early.
Doesn't make any sense, Damon, for a woman this fine to be up working this early.
It is not making sense.
And yet you asked her to do that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know what? Out here, people are still coming from the club, so it's okay.
Okay.
Oh, so you haven't been to sleep.
Yeah, and she wake up like that.
Well, would you say, Damon, I woke up like this? Yeah. I stayed up like this.
Fabulous.
Hey, family.
Good morning.
All right.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay. Let's get down to the business. Last night, the Iowa caucus.
Did you watch? Mm. Wasn't it exciting? Wasn't it great? Did you enjoy it?
I was just waiting for this morning.
Oh.
Exactly. I watched paint dry.
Yeah.
Right. That was more fun for you. Yeah.
But, exactly.
But Wendy, Damon, Sybil, she stays up all night with stuff like this.
I didn't make the all-nighter last night because I had to pace myself for this week. But, man, it was interesting. They still have not declared, although Hillary has said, I won.
Of course she did.
Yeah, she did. She was like, okay, we're going to bed now. See y'all later. And by the way, I won. But they still have not. It's too close to call.
They're calling it a tie?
Many of them are saying it's a virtual dead heat.
Really?
Yeah.
For
Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
In the Democratic caucus, which is the more interesting of the two events last night. Now, what happened with the Republicans is that Ted Cruz did win. He did win.
Ted Cruz,
yeah.
Not Donald Trump.
No, Senator from Texas won. Donald Trump came in second. And Marco Rubio of Florida came in a very close third. Mm.
So,
I want to see how red Trump's face is now.
Trump gonna buy the state of Iowa now.
Yeah,
and exactly.
Show you. What it means is that they believe that a lot of those people who had never caucused before, had never gone out and voted before, who were said to be Trump supporters, actually did not. They did not follow through.
They didn't go to the caucus?
They did not go to the caucus and vote for Donald Trump. And so that means that Cruz... Cruz won, but
he cruised on through.
Oh man, and it's not pretty, but it is what it
is. So what does this mean for Donald Trump?
It means that he really has to go forward in terms of making New Hampshire a big win. Next week in New Hampshire, it has to be a win for him. Otherwise, it's pretty much over.
Oh really? He has to win New Hampshire, or it's over.
That's what a lot of people are saying. That he.
How do we vote?
Exactly. Yeah. How do we get in?
How do we get in?
Tom, you get all of your New Hampshire listeners.
Right.
Okay, can we Skype it in?
Let's get both of them.
One of them to go out and vote against Donald Trump. But it really is. They thought that he would really... Now, two things happened. First of all, his people did not come out and support him, those who said that they were. All those people that showed up at all the big events, you know, whether he was, you know...
I thought they came from casting.
Yeah, they look like central casting.
The extras, huh? All the supernumeraries, right.
Did you think so, Wendy?
I think when he didn't show up for
seat
that
fillers.
Debate, though, and I think that had a lot to do with it.
And that's what I was going to say, Wendy.
Oh,
when
yeah?
he did not show up last week for the debate and made a big issue out of it and with the veterans and all of that, that gave Ted Cruz and others an opportunity, and it looks like it could have some effect. Now, others are saying New Hampshire's not really that big of a deal, but it is the first. And then you're going to start going to the southern states. And that's where people like Cruz and Rubio are going to do well as well. Wow, a couple of people dropped out last night. Just want you to know, in case you know, in case you were concerned, the former governor of Maryland, Governor O'Malley dropped out on the mm-hmm. Democratic side.
Uh-huh. O'Malley dropped out?
Yeah, I know. Did you know?
What really, Damon? What'd he look like, Damon?
I have no idea. I didn't know he dropped in, but somebody needs to be outraged that O'Malley dropped out. So.
And another former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, dropped out on the Republican side. He said it was due to illness.
Mm, he's sick of losing.
Yeah, let him tell it. What'd you say, sick of losing? Yeah.
He said, you all are obviously sick of me. Yeah, so I'm out. And so that is what happened as a result of last night's race.
At some point today, can we dedicate cameos? Why have I lost you to Donald Trump?
And reality steps in and shocks you right back into
right back into the prison.
You ask yourself over and over again.
Yeah.
Why?
They chorused.
That is the jam.
Yes, it is.
All right.
So we move on.
Okay.
Yeah, and yes, still waiting for official word regarding Hillary and Bernie.
Wendy, what you got going on these days?
Ooh, I got a little bit of everything. You know what? I'm excited. Actually, I have a TV One series.
Yes,
that is so good.
You do.
Yes, it's called Here We Go Again, and we premiere on the 9th of February.
A week from tonight.
On TV One. Congrats. Actually, and we're going to do a sneak peek after the Image Awards on Friday.
Nice.
So y'all check out the episode. It's LaToya Luckett. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And Andra Fuller and... names.
What's it about?
You know what? It's a wonderful, it's a family show. Actually, I had my daughter at 16, and then she had her daughter at 16. So, of course, we don't want it to perpetuate the curse. Right. But actually, my daughter ends up getting pregnant by her baby daddy yet again. Mm-hmm. And it was a...
you're not happy
about
it.
That happened. Well, no, I'm not. But it's his opportunity to redeem himself and be the father that he wasn't able to be now that he's older, more mature, and he got it all together. So, you know, it's a lot of, it's kind of tongue-in-cheeky, but it's very great. It it's really funny. I love it.
Is Tasha Mack making an appearance?
No, this is Loretta Walker. This is hashtag Loretta Walker. This is the Walker women. We're the Walker women.
You know I love. How I feel. I could use a little Tasha Mack in anything I watch. Actually.
Oh, okay. You want an aggressive woman. Actually, you know what? Loretta, she's educated. She's a realtor. You know, I'm a grandma, you know, so I'm using all of those other things. And yeah, college educated, got it together, got it going on, and just really, you know, got my daughter's best interest at hand.
And it premieres next week.
Yeah, no, we do a sneak peek episode on Friday, actually premieres on Tuesday. What'd you hear, Damon?
Two of your co-stars were good friends for over like 15 years or something on that show.
Who?
It was an article. It was like two of the cast members of that show like been real friends for 15 years. Might be LaToya and the guy.
Travis
It is. You know, and they're all from Houston, which is so crazy. I'm the only one that's not from Houston.
Hmm.
There you go.
So I was like, wow, what's going on in Texas? Yeah, they're all from Houston.
Well,
so
congratulations,
really
Wendy.
People.
So excited
you,
for you. Congratulations.
And I'll see
Thank
you at the NAACP Image Awards this weekend, right?
Yes, you will.
Yeah. And I will see you on the cruise again this year, right?
Hey, now. Now, we just, you know.
Hey, now, what?
Well, you know that cruise gets you in trouble. That's that cruise.
I think the family reunion almost got you in trouble.
Well, you know, you can't take Miss Wendy nowhere.
Wendy, Raquel Robinson, David Williams in for the vacation at J. Anthony Brown coming up.